Today, we'll look closer at some biblical miracles and manifestation of God's great glory and discover that every significant event in your life today includes a prophetic prelude. I believe you're about to discover your opportunity to enter into a magnificent outpouring of God's mighty power. So stay right there. Your breakthrough moment is on the way.
The power of the gospel is in its simplicity. You need to know five eternal truths. So today's free gift is Dr. Rod Parsley's book, The Simplicity of the Gospel. Your family needs to know where they'll spend eternity. No other guide presents God's plan of salvation with such clarity. In minutes, you'll have the right answers to spiritual questions. To receive your free copy, call today or click on rodparsley.com.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
Before this very, very special broadcast of your breakthrough comes to a close, I'm believing with you that Jehovah Elion, the Lord Most High, will change your life. And that is not just a superlative. I believe it. Let me explain what I mean. You first must become willing today to assume your God-given place of dominion. Now, what is dominion? Well, it's the root of the word domicile, which means your home. Now, let's think about that. Your home, your sphere, your realm of influence in this world, which also, of course, would include your own spirit, your own soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, as well as your body. It goes on out and includes all your financial dealings and everything that pertains to your life and godliness. So let me encourage you right now, just take this opportunity with me today to lift up your hands right now, right there where you are, and thank our great and merciful God for empowering you to take dominion in your domain today. The Lord God Jehovah is also Jireh, the Lord, our provider. And believe you me, He knows nothing about a deficit. He knows nothing about defeat or distress or discouragement. Now you listen to this preacher. You've wept long enough. Somebody say amen. You struggled long enough. You've been forgotten, left behind long enough. This is your time for your thing from your God. Right now, at this very moment, for the miracle of God, your Savior, to manifest in your life suddenly. Would you just take a minute? Would you just say that word? Suddenly. And suddenly, there was a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. Well, you know what happened that day. We are at this moment, you and I, strategically positioned in a profoundly prophetic, transitional now season that's been scheduled by God Himself. And you and I, we're about to be its beneficiary. Now, let's look at Isaiah chapter number 43 and verse 19. Isaiah 43 and 19. It's one of my favorite verses in the entirety of God's Word. Isaiah 43, 19. He says, see, now notice, at the very onset of this verse, the Lord God is attempting to, if you will, capture our attention. So let me just say, now pay close attention to this. See, said the Lord, I will do a new thing. Now's where it gets weighty. Do you not perceive it? The first instruction given in Isaiah 43:19 is that you must see it. Look at that a little deeper. You must take note of it. You must spiritually perceive it and in your life observe it. You must become aware of this verse being operative in your daily life, not just on Sunday morning sitting in a seat in a sanctuary somewhere. Now, I believe, I always do, I pray for it. Before I come out here to see you, I pray for everyone that's watching right now. You're not watching Breakthrough by accident today, because you're anticipating right now. And if you're not joining in agreement right now in anticipating the hand of God Almighty to move supernaturally in your situation, I'll tell you this, I'm believing for that. I need God's mighty hand to move. Can I share with you that I have been preaching this glorious gospel for 50 years now, and every time I've needed a miracle, He's always been faithful to His word. I need a miracle. You need a miracle. I need every partner and friend watching me today to come into agreement with me as I agree with you. I need for you to realize that you're not just some passive observer or spectator. You are an active participant in your miracle and mine. He said, Isaiah 43:19, do you not perceive it? And do you not know it? Exodus 33:13 then gives us assurance that we can know. Hebrews 11:6 tells us that God can be known. You and I serve a God, you've heard me say it many, many times, a God of order. Some of you need to practice sorting out your sock drawer, straightening out your closet, cleaning out your vehicle, decluttering your mind of all the junk that comes in it. God is, you want peace. Peace does not come in chaos. Peace comes in order. You must understand He's a God of intention, a God of purpose. He doesn't do things randomly. He doesn't get up in the morning and do whatever comes along. The year 2025 is a kairos release of God's absolute authority for you to take control in your domain. It's an appointed time. Now, I know I'm supposed to teach on these daily programs, but I'm telling you right now, I got to preach on, so strap in, put your seatbelt on. This is an appointed time, a kairos moment, an appointed time of God for you and I to seize a hold of divine opportunities. And that's why I am convinced that it's no accident that you're watching right now. The living God has a kairos moment with your name on it. But here's the question. Are you in position to receive it? And are you in an attitude to accept its delivery into your life? There's something coming to a consummation, a close, that will then result in an initiation, a beginning. God never brings a consummation that he doesn't release that into an initiation. An ending becomes a new beginning. They thought the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea was an ending. It was a beginning. God is about to do something. I think you sense it. Brand new. Something brand new. Something that will startle you in your life. King Jesus wants to take the chaos of your present situation and transform it into cosmos, into order, into peace. Meaning that everything is in its place. Everything is in order. Let me remind you that the book tells us, and the book is right and they are wrong, the book tells us that God is a God of order. And he's doing it in your life. He will take your chaos, and if you'll be led by his Spirit, bring cosmos order. Today is your day. Say it, today's my day for a breakthrough. Now, perhaps it's a situation that seems beyond repair, because if you can fix it yourself, you don't need a miracle. When I say I need a miracle, it's beyond my ability to do anything about it. Same with you. You're about to walk through whatever it is. Lady asked me to pray for her at the altar, and she wanted to tell me everything she was going through. I'm going through this burden, and I've got going through this trial, and I started shouting. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm shouting. You just told me you were going through." We're always walking through it to leave it and never look back. I feel sorry for people that look back at their past and feel sorry about it. Listen, you can't do anything about that. All you have control of is this Kairos moment, this season. Every fear today has to bow to the sound of that matchless and timeless name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At the sound of that name, every demon, every devil, every evil adversary has to surrender. All of its stranglehold, all of its stronghold in your life. I love to say this. Our God is able. Now, come on in here with me. Your life is not determined on destiny. That's religious talk. Your life is based on the decisions you make. And you're going to make some in the next 2 minutes. The clock is running. The next 2 minutes can determine whether you will be brought forth into a large place or go in reverse. The next 2 minutes can determine whether or not you find a new living well of Holy Ghost anointing, a mighty overflow that will break lingering generational bondages off of you, off of your children, off of your grandchildren. Listen, friend, stand tall. Put your back like a T-rail, square your shoulders, put your chin out, and keep moving forward. Every prophetic moment of victory, oh, I want you to get this. Let me slow down. Every prophetic moment of victory is preceded by a divine instruction. Let me say that again. Every prophetic moment of victory is preceded by a divine instruction. Now, that can come by the Holy Spirit, or that can come simply from the Word of God being illuminated by the Holy Spirit to your spirit. So, in this Kairos year, the key to entering your large place, hallelujah, is in your decision about the significant seed God has placed in your hand. The only way you can change your future is by what you do today. Just as the woman in Simon's house in Bethany broke the alabaster box and anointed our Savior's feet, this becomes your Kairos moment of opportunity to pour out, hear me, an offering of great value for the kingdom of God and of His Christ. This is the key unlocking the door to your victory. My faith is set in agreement with you. My faith is unwavering right now. I believe the Lord God has directed this broadcast to exactly you. You. Not others that aren't watching. You. To bring you a Kairos miracle. It's one of the seven laws of the harvest of God, that a seed, any seed, has to leave where it is in order to fulfill its assignment. Because if its assignment could be fulfilled where it was, it would have already been done. So a seed, think of Jesus coming from heaven down. A seed has to move. It can't be in the storehouse. It has to be in the ground. Now, the significance of this Hebrew year, which happens to be 5785, 5785, on God's celestial calendar, or in the Gregorian calendar, your calendar and mine, the year 2025, is the designated Kairos endpoint for that seed to fulfill its purpose. Did you get it? Let me take just a moment now, lock in here with me, to challenge your faith in this Kairos moment to sow a Kairos seed of $86. Why? 86 times the Greek word Kairos is mentioned in the New Covenant. I want you to lay hold on this supernatural Kairos moment by sowing an $86 gift that I believe will help you seize this prophetic opportunity and produce a harvest of sudden miracles. That's my faith expressed toward you. Now, if an $86 seed is not a seed that's possible for you to sow, well, just pray about a seed of $57.85, $57.85, this Kairos year, 5785. The key is the faith required to sow your Kairos seed in this proper season. I know you don't want to miss this divine opportunity. You don't want it to pass you by. So here's what you need to do. Determine in your heart what the Holy Spirit would have you to do to help me continue to reach millions of souls around the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is your seed? What do you want to sow as a seed faith gift toward God, expressing your faith? I don't know what that is. I've given you some suggestions, but perhaps the Holy Spirit speaks something completely different to you. Whatever it is, just obey it. You can also just scan that QR code with your phone. It's right there on your screen. Call us at the number on your screen, or write to me today, or log on at rodparsley.com. I've got some more for you today. It's going to be a blessing, so don't go away. I've got a powerful key for you in this Kairos year. Coming up next, right here on Your Breakthrough.
This is your appointed time to seize a divine opportunity. When you support the global soul-winning kingdom work of Breakthrough, God's promise is to cover you like a shield with favor. Call now with your best Kairos seed faith gift, or use the QR code on your screen. Do as so many others have done. Sow a Kairos seed of $86. That's the number of times Kairos is mentioned in the New Covenant. It's your key to increase in this now moment. Or lift up a memorial before God in this year of double grace and double favor with a Kairos seed of $57.85, or a seed for each member of your family. Your step of faith during a prophetic opportunity can produce a harvest of miracles. Call now, write, or scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com. Your year of increase, acceleration, and advancement may be only one step of faith away.
Well, it's my great hope that you're grabbing a hold of these promises of God for you in 2025, a year of double grace and double favor. You're about to break out, break in, break through, break over, break out, break in. Every lie told about you, every critic hissing from the depths of darkness, every sickness, disease, pain, malady, malfunction, every infirmity is breaking off of your life right now. Agree with me. Your key to increase is Christ Jesus' righteousness, not yours. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. You must not have faith in your own righteousness, but in the righteousness of Christ. Ancient Jabez. Wow, what a revelation. Jabez was blessed because he was more righteous than his brothers. He had more faith in God. Your ways please the Lord, right? It's right there, Psalm 5:12. He blesses the righteous and surrounds and covers them like a shield with favor. Favor's your shield. Listen, don't turn your back on your birthright. Here it is, Ephesians 3:20, you know it. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or imagine. Here it is, according to his power that works within us. I love the amplified version of that. It says it this way. His, God's power, is at work. You know it's working when you can't see it? Even when I can't see it, it's working. Even when I can't feel it, it's working. God's power is working in you right now to carry out his purpose, not yours. You find peace in his purpose, not yours. And do super abundantly, far over and above all that you and I dare ask or think. I don't believe I know anyone that could not use some super abundant power from the hand of our great God. This is, I'm telling you, the prophetic moment to release a Kairos step of faith by sowing your seed. So do that. Don't allow this significant opportunity of the timing of God to pass you by. Sow toward establishing godly order in your life. Let every stronghold be broken, shattered into a million shards. Your breakthrough is a brand new gateway to the promise you've been holding in your heart for so long. So many partners and friends have already called to sow their 2025 5785 Kairos seed, $57.85. Others have made the determination to access this divine opportunity by planting a Kairos seed for every member of their family. I do that, Joni and I do that quite often. This is the year, hear me now, when blessing is conferred by Holy Ghost authority in your life, in your domain, power to fulfill your calling and become a mighty Holy Ghost force for righteousness in this earth. So call now, won't you? Or go to rodparsley.com or just scan the QR code right there on your screen. This is a right now time. The portal is open. Your year of increase, acceleration, and advancement may only be one step of faith today away. I'll see you next time, bringing you much more truth from the eternal Word of God. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being my partner, being my friend. Share the love of Jesus with somebody this week. Do it. You'll be blessed. I'll see you next time on your international broadcast breakthrough.
This is your appointed time to seize a divine opportunity. When you support the global soul-winning kingdom work of breakthrough, God's promise is to cover you like a shield with favor. Call now with your best Kairos seed faith gift or use the QR code on your screen. Do as so many others have done. Sow a Kairos seed of $86. That's the number of times Kairos is mentioned in the New Covenant. It's your key to increase in this now moment. Or lift up a memorial before God in this year of double grace and double favor with a Kairos seed of $57.85 or a seed for each member of your family. Your step of faith during a prophetic opportunity can produce a harvest of miracles. Call now, write, or scan the QR code to go directly to rodparsley.com. Your year of increase, acceleration, and advancement may be only one step of faith away.